السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. This is Yasser Qadhi on behalf of Muslim Matters. For further interesting Islamic podcasts, please log on to our website www.muslimmatters.org. Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin wa ba'd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, one of the very important lessons that we learn, and the Prophet ﷺ has also taught us in regards to this, and that is the subject of dua and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the importance of dua in the worship and in the iman and in regards to the relationship that a slave of Allah has with his creator. Dua is very essential and very, very important. The Prophet ﷺ, he tells us a dua mukhul ibadah, a dua huwal ibadah. That dua, supplicating and praying and asking Allah, this is the essence and the core of worship. And the fundamental and most basic aspect of showing our servitude and our humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أنت الغنيو ونحن الفقراء إليك. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has no needs and He is independent and we are beggars. And we are in need of His benevolence and His mercy and His blessings. And so to beg and to plead and to ask and to seek Allah's help and His forgiveness and His blessings and His guidance is the most basic form of showing our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being humble and showing our humility to Allah. That's why in Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to supplicate to Him. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. We ask Him and we beg Him to guide us to the straight path. And in the Qur'an, we see many, many different examples of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illustrates and tells us about how the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, He informs us of the Anbiya, the Prophets, the most beloved people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His selected messengers. How whenever they faced any difficulty, any adversity, any situation, they prayed to Allah. That when Yunus alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him and put him through the difficulty of being swallowed by the whale, at that time, what did he do? وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرْ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. He prayed to Allah. He's in total darkness. And what does he do at that time? He calls out to Allah. And he prays to Allah, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, no one worthy of worship but you, O Allah, you are free from all deficiencies and shortcomings and faults. Inni kuntu min al-dhalimin, I am from the wrongdoing and the oppressive and the sinful and the transgressing. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we answered his prayer. And we saved him from his difficulty. And regarding all the prophets, Allah mentions this. That whenever they ran into the difficulty, any difficulty, any situation, Musa alayhi salam has been given such a difficult task. When he feels overwhelmed, when he feels that he's not prepared to face this great challenge of Fir'aun and preaching to him and taking this message to him, what does he do? رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّلْ لِي أَمْرِي. He prays to Allah. That is exactly why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Qur'an. وَإِذَا سَأْلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. The O Prophet of Allah, let them know that when my slaves come to you and ask you about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Let them know I'm very close to them. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي. And I answer their prayers. I answer their calls. I answer and I give them what they're in need of. But when they call upon me, they have to call upon me. They have to spread their hands before me. They have to lower their heads before me. They have to be humble and present themselves and their need and their necessities and their difficulties before me, and then I will help. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ, not only was he someone who prayed and supplicated to Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an commanded him to sit with those and to remain with those people, to keep the company of those people who also make dua to Allah. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. وَلَا تَعَدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُ. That Allah is commanding the Prophet ﷺ, keep yourselves, keep yourself with those people. Remain with those people, sit with those people who pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and the evening. They ask Him. They make dua to Him. And they desire nothing but His pleasure. And we all know the story of the Battle of Badr. We all know Battle of Badr and what happened on that day. It happened during this blessed month of Ramadan. And we all know the story of that day. What transpired and how it happened and what happened. But what we always forget and what we very often we overlook is what happened the night before. What occurred the night before the Battle of Badr. That is what's key. That is where the real lesson lies. That before the Battle of Badr, the Prophet ﷺ, he began making dua and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help and His mercy. So we're facing such heavy odds. And we're walking into death tomorrow. And the small band of believers, the small group of believers, weak and humble, if they're killed and wiped off the face of the earth, there'll be no one to worship you as you deserve to be worshipped. Oh Allah, help us. Bless us. Have mercy upon us. And it comes in the hadith and narration that the Prophet ﷺ raised his hands above his shoulders. And he kept making dua, kept pleading with Allah, pleading with Him. To the point where the shawl that he was wearing, the cloth that he had on his upper body fell off. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu came and told him that, O Prophet of Allah, Allah has answered your prayers. He has answered your prayers. His help will come. So this is what happened before the Battle of Badr. And then what we saw transpiring on the day of Badr was Allah answering those prayers in the dua of the Prophet. That is the power of dua. That in the story of Maryam, the mother of Isa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَا الْمِحْرَابِ. She was in the care of Zakariya alayhi salam. And when he came in the mihrab, this part of the masjid, when he came in there, he saw, وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. He saw her eating fruits that were not of the season. Rare, difficult to find. Some cases close to impossible. He saw her sitting there eating those. أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. He asked her, where did you get this from? She said, قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. This is from Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah feeds and sustains someone, whomever He wills, without any hisab, no accounting. He is not bound by any system. Allah gives as much as He wills and how He pleases to whom He wills. The power of dua. And so Zakariya alayhi salam, it reminded him of that importance of dua. And he was old. And he had no children. And he longed for a child. So standing right there, hunalika, right then and there, he said, I remember my lesson now. Da'a Zakariya Rabbah. He made dua to Allah. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that bless me with a son. Give me a pious child. And Allah says that he was given the glad tidings of a child. وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّ فِي الْمِحْرَابِ. He was still standing there praying. At the same place where he started making dua, right then and there, Allah immediately answered his prayers and sent the malaika and angels to inform him that Allah has sent us to give you the glad tidings that He will bless you with a son. And he will be a prophet. He will follow in your footsteps. Yahya. So this is the power of dua. A couple that is beyond the age of having children. Impossible. Physically impossible for them to have children. Right then and there he makes dua. Immediately his dua is answered. Allah will give you a pious child. This is the power of dua. We overlook this. And this is the quality of the believers. If we wish to grow in our iman, we have to build this connection with Allah. Make time for dua. Sit and ask Allah for our needs. Ask Allah for guidance. Ask Allah for the blessings of the hereafter. We have to start doing this. We have to start practicing. Allah, when He's describing the believers in the Quran, He says, this is what they do. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. That they are those, the believers, the beloved slaves of Allah, Ibadur Rahman. They are those people that they make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, make my wife and my coolness, my spouse and my children, the coolness of my eyes. Make them a source of blessing and happiness for me. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, and make us from amongst the leaders of the pious people. They make dua. It's the quality of the believers. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي, my slaves. Allah is speaking so in such a loving manner. He says, my slaves. What is their distinguishing characteristic? يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. They say, oh Allah, we have believed, so have mercy upon us. Forgive our sins. You are the most merciful. You are the best of those who are merciful. This is a quality of the believers. And so we have to start making dua. Now a little bit at the end, want to address the current situation that typically that is there with Muslims today. That because of tradition and culture and how things carried on, we fall into routines. And dua has become this very formal routine that we have. We sit there, we raise our hands, we say a few standard du'as, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا, without any realization of what we're saying and what we're asking for, no emotion in them. We read them off, we make a few basic du'as, we're very formal, very reserved, and we say about 3-4 sentences and then that's it, we've made dua. Dua is meant to be a connection between Allah and His Creator, between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the slave, between us and our Creator. It is a connection, it is a bond. It is a time to communicate and to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua is meant to be intimate. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us in the Udu'u Rabbakum. Pray to your Lord. Call upon your Lord. Tadarru'an wa khufya. With humility. And quietly. Quietly and with humility. Privately, intimately. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then pray to Allah. And then when you pray, glorify Him. So the first thing is, make dua an intimate affair. Let it be intimate. Let it be private. Speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Present your needs. Plead your case. As we would if we were in a situation, a difficult situation, we know such and such person, authoritative figure, government official, he can help us. We'd go there and we ask him. If he didn't fulfill our request, we'd beg and we'd plead. We'd cry and we'd make a fool out of ourselves there. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, cry when you make dua. Shows your humility. Plead before Allah. If you can't, behave. Try to at least cry. Feign crying if that's what it takes. So make it intimate. The second thing, praise Allah when you make dua. Don't just jump right into it. We should praise Allah. We should glorify Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, قُلْ لِدُعُ اللَّهَ وَدُعُ الرَّحْمَنِ أَيَّمَّا تَدَعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Pray Allah and call upon Him with His beautiful names that He has. Call Him Rahman, call Him Rahim. The most generous, the most merciful, the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the all-hearing. Pray and call upon Him. Call Him with His beautiful names. Send salutations upon the Prophet ﷺ when you make dua. This adds to the acceptability of prayers. The Prophet ﷺ taught us to do this. Then when you do make dua, give preference and priority even in your dua to your deen. Ask for guidance. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for mercy. Ask for Jannah. Ask for His blessing. Ask for success on the Day of Judgment. Ask for these things. Not just your worldly needs. Not just for materially. Those things as well we have to make dua for. But give priority to the issues of your deen. Another aspect of dua. Make dua for your Muslim brothers and sisters. A dua that is made in someone's absence, when you make dua for someone and they are not present there, that dua is accepted for that person. That dua is accepted. Make dua for all the mu'mineen and mu'minat, muslimin and muslimat. The people that are in your life, your friends and your families and your neighbors, the people in your community, take the names of individuals. Make dua for people. And if we all start making dua for each other, for khair, for good, for blessing, for guidance, for ease, to relieve our difficulties. If everyone's making dua for each other, inshallah, everyone's difficulty will be alleviated. Everyone will be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to, this requires selflessness. I have to be selfless and generous with my brothers and sisters. So these are a few of the lessons in regards to dua. And this is the absolute, this is the best time to make dua. This is the ideal time of making dua. The month of Ramadan, the last 10 nights. So let's utilize this opportunity at the time of iftar, at the time of suhoor, during the middle of the night. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray to Allah for the goodness of the akhirah and the goodness of this life, and for success in this life and in the hereafter, and for the well-being of all the Muslims in the entire world. May Allah give us the ability to practice everything that's been said and heard. SubhanAllah.